private equity strategy. So we hear so much about the about energy and where we're heading and alternative energy, and I don't think anybody doubts that that's a good way to go, that we have enough available in nuclear, oil, and gas to independently serve the United States of America, so we won't be dependent upon foreign money. We're getting more and more interest. And to talk about this industry, Mendel Eckstein is joining us. He is the president and CEO of PetroLympic.com. It's PetroLympic, PetroLympic.com. It's traded on the TSX Venture, the symbol PCQ, and again, PCQ.V, the alternative symbol is in the U.S. is PCQRF. This is it's a Canadian junior oil and gas company actively exploring for premium light crude oil and natural gas in North America. Mendel, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Maybe you can just highlight your background in the industry and give us an overview of the company.
Okay, I myself started as investors in 2002. Me and my partner investing ourselves large sums of money. Got into this at a public company in 2007, and we did different all different businesses and investments and strategies and manufacturing, and we found this a very fascinating business right now. And we're doing exploration at this time, and we had a very good chance to find a very nice conventional reservoir of gas and some liquids in it. So we are very excited about it, and we would like to share it with the public.
Give us an overview of the industry. Of course, the naysayers pointing to green energy, and nobody's denying that down the road this will be important. But as of today, we have such a huge swath of gas that is not being utilized in oil. We're not seeing any action on the oil pipeline. That this presents a fabulous opportunity. What do you say to those who say, well, oil is dirty, there's fracking, fracking with that and gas? What do you say about that in regard to PetroLympic?
Okay, I mean, oil is having their problems and dirtiness, but actually we all survive with the oil at this point, and we would wish to that it should be all green, but at this point, in this moment, we still cannot survive just with the green energy. So what the industry is trying to do is try to do it in the cleanest possible way, and one of the best ways to do it is by producing gas and using it as much as possible, either for heating or for cars or making electricity, which took over a lot, and a big percentage of electricity is made today out of natural gas, which is much cleaner than coal and oil, of course. It is a transmission from all dairy that it used to be to going to cleaner energy, which we think is very exciting, and there is plentiful of that. So for that reason, electricity became much cheaper, and as well as gas, of course. So we think it's a very exciting moment for the U.S., reducing their dependency on foreign oil and foreign gas. And it's doing very well, actually. The United States itself boosts very much their local production instead of getting imports, and that translates in a better economy for us.
Talk about your projects and where you are on the continuum from exploration to production.
Okay, PetroLympic originally was an exploration company and accumulated big tracts of land on approximately 1,900,000 acres of land, which is huge, and looking for gas and oil. And fortunately, we had found shale gas in 500,000 acres that we have, which we stopped right now, just waiting for the better energy, which is without doing any fracking. So we were lucky to find this beautiful conventional hydrothermal dolomite, which most of the big findings were in hydrothermal dolomites, which means it's a lot of porosity. So it's a big pool of gas and oil or hydrocarbon. There is the Albion Scipio in Michigan and the Lady Firm in British Columbia, which is in Americas, but there is all over the world, wherever there is finds of good oil and gas, which is easy to extract, not a big expense to extract, is in those formations.
Talk about your business model a little bit. Are you partnering up with anyone? Are you looking to for acquisitions, strategic alliances, or joint ventures?
Yes, we have done in the past strategic alliances. We did a joint venture with a company called Energy Squatex, which is a Canadian company, and that's how we got into so much land and very good geology and expertise. And also we did a joint venture with a company called Cambrian from Calgary, Canada. And we're looking forward always to do joint ventures and possibilities of working together with other companies or with the government, which the Canadian government and specifically Quebec is very friendly. They help out a lot by giving tax credits for exploration. And that's how we were able to get to this point where we are now. And we hope in the future also there is billions and billions of cubic feet that could be extracted in these areas. And we cannot do it alone. We need an investor, and at the same time, we can use joint ventures and in the industry, which would help, and the government, which would probably help also.
Talk about the state of your projects in Canada and your lease that you have in the Maverick Basin of Texas. Could you give us an idea how far you are in the process, the development process?
Okay, in the Canadian, which is this finding that we discovered right now, we are very eager to go forward as soon as we get some capitalization for it. As you understand, it's millions of dollars. It's a big area that we can develop this conventional natural gas. And at the same time, for short-term purposes, we have also achieved to get in one of the very famous Eagle Ford areas, which is called the Maverick Basin. So we got the lease there. It's a small lease. We drilled one well. We're starting to produce there also, and we're going to get probably more in the neighborhood. So we have a lot of upside in that area also.
Is your greatest expansion in the area a gas or oil, or it's basically whatever unfolds, you'll go in that direction? What's your philosophy?
We actually would go for wherever we find. Normally, in most areas, if you only go for one of the two, you wouldn't get it. It goes hand in hand in most of the times. There is specific, like in a shale area, you're talking only about gas, and there's some area that there's only oil. But most of the times, it goes associated. And to make it economic, you got to use both of them.
What do you say to shareholders in terms of outstanding shares, market cap, where the stock is trading, and why it's undervalued?
Okay. At this point, the company has 89 million shares outstanding. There is a big part of it is owned by insiders, which is almost close to the 50% mark. So it's a very tightly held stock. It's very much people are very loyal to our company. We have most of our first shareholders are still in there, and everybody trusted us for the future. Still, our company was below the radar for investors in the U.S. in most cases because we didn't get a lot of advertisements. Most of the money we are getting in is going in the ground, any works to be done. It's not for perks or other stuff. At this point, as we have this huge finding, we think it's time that other people should enjoy it too. We think it's a very good buy. Our stock prices were originally, we started in 2007 at 18 cents. We, at the peak, we had $1.80 just by the news of the Utica shale that we had. At this point, we were at 7 cents. The markets were so low. And just by this news, this former news, our stock more than doubled in a very short period of time. We think once the news hits the street, it's going to really jump off. That's our feeling. I mean, we cannot guarantee anything. As everybody knows, this is a market, and there's buyers and sellers always. So we don't guarantee anything, but I think it's a very good buy. Matter of fact, even the management, we are constantly buying the share.
All right. So what's the insider's holding on that?
The insider's holding is approximately 40 to 50 million shares.
Okay. So it's a substantial stake.
Better than 50%, and related parties.
What kind of debt and burn rate do you have?
Our burn rate is approximately $55,000 a month, of course, without doing explorations. But we always try to get more money to do more exploration and production. So the burn rate itself is very low. We don't take almost remunerations. We're just working to get this company flying.
How would you describe the infrastructure? I know politically when you talk about mining, whether you're talking about metals or gas or oil in Canada, it's a very friendly government. I would assume that they co-sponsor you and finance you for a portion of this. But how do you ascertain the infrastructure, the access to the sites, and the equipment? Any issues with that?
No, actually, the infrastructure is very good. In Canada, in general, they keep very clean. There's very good roads, and it's all clean even in this winter, which is sometimes a little harsher than in New York or per se or in Boston. But it's very friendly, and it's very accessible. And the same thing is with workmanship. We have a very good crew of professionals, and it's readily available. There is plenty of people that are looking for work in this area. It's a rural area, of course, we're talking about. So it's very accessible. And the government itself is very pro-exploration. As no one, Canada is one of the biggest mining and I think it's on the fifth in the column of oil and gas production. So they're very friendly to it, and it's part of the economy.
Do you lease or own the land?
Also, the leases are very favorable. Normally, in the States, you would get a 3-year lease, or probably a 5-year lease would be a very good one. And in Canada, we're getting 10-year leases, and you get extensions, and the costs for the leases are very minimal. So we're very happy with that.
Yeah, any research reports or any recent press releases, if information that you haven't come out with that you'd like to chat about here?
I mean, of course, press releases that are not out, you cannot discuss about it, but I mean, our latest news report that we gave out was in November 15, and we expect to get more news as the new year goes over for more analysis that we're going to get in. We gave it out to professionals to study over the exactly where to go and the feasibility of things to be prepared to go in and drill. We're getting ready to that.
Yeah, I know you touched on this earlier, but it's such an important point for people who are environmentally conscious, and we always associate fracking in these kinds of exploration, and you're saying you don't require any?
No, this field completely does not require fracking. I mean, that what is known as fracking is putting in a lot of water, so we don't need to use any water to open up the stones.
We're gonna have another segment with Mendel Eckstein from Petro Olympic.